I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We talk a reasonable amount about movies on this show. I will admit this is a year I have not watched nearly as many movies as many other years, and some of it, I wasn't drawn to as many movies this year, Adam. And maybe it's my fault, you know? Maybe Roma's phenomenal. The Favorite, phenomenal. I will watch them at some point. I hope I watch them. In fact, I'm fairly confident I will watch both of those before the Oscars. I told you in a text, I watched Vice over the weekend. We get some of these screeners sent to us. Since not a lot of people realize it, but the three of us are in the Academy. We get to vote. And there is some talk that the three of us may host the Oscars. We were supposed to keep that quiet, Adam, but I just went with it here. He's amazing. I just thought the movie should have been better. I really did. I mean, I think Sam Rockwell is phenomenal. It's just a cartoon
Goofy
version.
Goofy Bush, yeah.
It's just cartoonish.
Yeah.
It's awful.
It gave me anxiety by how cartoonish some of the stuff was about, like, yes, serious topics.
Honestly,
and then it just tying, like, every problem America has had in the last 20 years directly to Dick Cheney. I get it. He's a controversial figure.
Yep.
But that, yeah, it's just.
And here's where, and Adam McKay's had a lot of success, and a lot of his work I've really, really enjoyed. But here's where movies of this type, I think they want to play it both ways, where they'll say, we don't know all these details. We're not saying this is a documentary, but we sure believe this is close. Give me a break.
I know.
This is what you think really happened. And then you're trying to have some fun with it, but I mean, come on, if it's a different made-up vice president and a different made-up president and defense secretary and secretary of state and it's not 9/11 and you're not weaving in, by the way, actual comments from, you know, Hillary Clinton and others, you can't do that. You can't say this isn't true, but then you're showing actual depictions of what happened on 9/11. And it's more than just the physical transformation with bail. But right now, if you're going to give someone a character and say, you look nothing like them, you sound nothing like them, but you're the one, can anybody touch Christian Bale with his diversity the last 15 years? Because I don't think it's close. I mean, if you believe Daniel Day-Lewis is done, which I don't. Don't you think Daniel Day-Lewis is going to – I shouldn't say this, but I heard he's waiting for one project. When Porky 7 comes back, he really wants to be in that. Daniel Day-Lewis is too young. He's not going to retire, is he? These guys are like the boxers.
No.
Right? Yeah. Now, somebody says Steve Carell. He will always be Michael Scott from Office. No, he's not for me. Steve Carell's remarkable.
Steve Simpson and I had this debate, and he was saying the same thing, that you just can't get past the fact that he's Michael Scott.
He's so good in so many different roles.
Yeah, I don't think he was good in as Don Rumsfeld.
I agree with you. He was a cartoon character also.
Yeah.
But Steve Carell in was it The Big Short? Was that the money one that Adam McKay did as the wrestler? What was the one with Gosling and Julianna Moore? They get Crazy Stupid Love. He's really, I'm probably that way with certain roles with people. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. What would you give? What would you guys give Vice? I'd give it like a 4, honestly. Maybe it's because when I first saw the ads, I was like, oh, this could be fabulous.
Yeah.
And I'm just Jones and Sam Rockwell right now. I didn't want W to be on the screen at all because it looked like something the three of us would do.
Yeah.
I mean, just a complete buffoon.
Yes.
And we made a lot of fun, and I certainly did the fan also, of the vernacular of 1W. Maybe I'd just come around compared to the buffoon in the White House now, but yeah, I thought it was disheartening. I mean, any other movies for you guys that...
A disappointment level. See, Bohemian Rhapsody, I did not enjoy. And I think his performance is as great as Freddie Mercury, but...
You couldn't get over the teeth?
The teeth were... They were an issue at the start.
That's what you said.
And not only that, and I'm not a huge fan of Queen, but then, you know, I downloaded some Queen music, and there's so many great Queen songs that were not in the movie.
But how do you put so many songs in a movie if it just doesn't turn into a...
No, I get
documentary
it.
About
no, I get it,
their
but
songs.
And I just felt like some of the scenes were ripoffs of like the door, like the scene where they're on some BBC show. I mean, that's almost carbon copy from The Doors.
Yeah.
Oliver Stone when The Doors are on Ed Sullivan.
Right.
And
they tried to make that movie for a long time with a variety of different people playing, you know, Freddie and a variety of different people running it.
And the guy who plays Brian May, he looks just like Howard Stern with that wig. And every time I saw him, I'm thinking, there's Howard Stern.
I have The Wife at home. Have you guys received The Wife with the Screen Actors Guild that we're a part of? I'm waiting on Carla and I to watch it. Because we're pretty much down to Glenn Close versus Lady Gaga, right? Mm-hmm. And it's been a bit split. I guess
how about Emily Blunt?
Yeah, two of them. Right there, she was in two movies that were well regarded. Right?
Yeah, but the Mary Poppins too. I thought it was fantastic, by the way. And
you really liked it?
I really liked it. I thought she was marvelous.
Did Bradley Cooper get ripped off because he didn't get Best Director? I'm surprised he didn't do it because normally that's the type of thing where they say, "Man," because he again, that's another project that like 17 people had, and he finally made it come to fruition. Spike finally gets his first directing Oscar nomination. I'm like, I've heard seven people say it today, so I'll now be the eighth. I assumed he already had like two. Didn't you? Right? He's had so many movies out there, but wait, didn't you say you just thought that was okay too?
It was okay.
Okay.
Didn't really stand
Hardest
out.
Man to please in entertainment. That's who you are.
I just said I loved Mary Poppins too.
So in other words, if it's a kid's movie for seven-year-olds.
Return of Mary Poppins.
With an umbrella, we found Adam's sweet spot. Here's the news with Mary Poppins' ex. That's why he still loves her, Adam Carr. Here's a Twins relief pitcher, 75-mile-an-hour meatball for the conservatives out there who are convinced that Hollywood is just full of lefties, which is pretty much the truth, by the way. Sam Rockwell's cartoonish image of W as a complete doofus. I mean, like he can barely knows how to, you know, eat food or just kicks up his boots and has no idea. And it's just literally Cheney says one thing to him, he does it. Sam Rockwell, who we love as an actor. He's had so many great performances. He gets an Oscar nomination for that. Academy, you're better than that. You are better than that. That's pathetic.
And Emily Blunt not nominated for Mary Poppins? That's the hill I'm dying on. I'm dying on Mary Poppins Hill.
Lindsay,
Mary
did Poppins you think too. When you came in today that you would hear this love of Mary Poppins from Adam Robert Carter?
I've seen it twice already.
Seriously?
Yes.
Wow, that's impressive.
By yourself, too. That's the part that concerns me most. How about the sports book, which came out initially and said, hey, we're going to refund all the wagers in the Saints game. You know, the call was so bad that we're going to give all the money back. It's a sports book in New Jersey. But later in the afternoon, they said the refunds would come in the form of bonus bets, not cash payouts. What do you think about that concept? Bonus bets, not cash pass. And it worked because they got their buzz. They got their name out there. There's no way. They shouldn't give out a penny. I mean, I think it was awful call, and I get that there's millions of other calls. And come on, we talk sports all the time. I am about last in the list, whoever blames officials. But that call was just so egregious. It was unbelievable. Too bad, Carter. You
yeah,
made the bet.
That's part of the deal. That's part of the game. That bad calls are part of the game.
Yes. So don't give a penny back. Okay, we were talking music before with tunes and jukeboxes, et cetera. How about this one? A man is at his girlfriend's sister's wedding, okay? And turns out he's going to play some tunes, right? My phone, which was connected to the speaker, started playing what was on my phone last. Lindsay provided me with the story, Adam, so she knows. What?
Actually, if I can give credit where credit is due, this prep comes from John.
Oh, thank you, John.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
I told him last night as he was giggling reading this story that he could be a really good radio producer.
Thank you, John.
Kind of content.
And also, congratulations on the new Lamborghini. Lindsay told us about that. Lime green Lamborghini. What Adam Carter started playing at a wedding on the phone connected to speakers so the whole world at the wedding could hear it. So it's this guy's phone. It's connected to the speakers. And all of a sudden it starts playing for everybody.
The bride called him and left him a sultry voicemail.
You're in the neighborhood. It was the last porn that he was looking at on his phone.
Oh, no.
Yes. The man grabbed his phone to turn it off, so the groom seemed to laugh it off before continuing with the speech. So, you know, not only the man, it's the best man who's getting up there to step up, and all of a sudden we're getting the porn back, which you're just into the porn audio. You've told us before
The audio.
Don't like the pictures, just the audio. The girlfriend apparently didn't like it as much because he has reached out to her over and over and over again, and she has not responded. Lindsay, someday we hope you and John get married, okay? You never know. Maybe John will pick Adam to be his best man.
There you go. Throw a bachelor party.
Adam watches porn about 7,500 times a day. He inadvertently clicks it on at the wedding, and you're hearing porn in front of 200 people in your hometown of New Prague, including your mom right there in front of you.
Here's the thing. There are so many bigger issues that, yes, it would probably bother me, but if this was a good person, I'd laugh it off because it is kind of amazing for how big
Well,
of
it's
a deal,
Adam, so let's deal with it from that purpose.
How big a deal people make weddings and, like, the pomp and circumstance of it. Like, you got to have a little bit of a laugh about it. And, like, if you want to pretend that, like, men and women, like, it's not just men, don't watch porn, like... I've got some. What do you say?
I've got some oceanfront property to sell you in my backyard.
Yeah.
Adam, if everybody turns you down and you pick me as your best man, including Bin Laden, has turned you down, and I go up there and off the speaker, it's porn. How are you and the lobster reacting if at some point you and the lobster decide to get married?
I say bravo.
Bravo.
I'm all for a good practical joke.
I mean, it makes it memorable, right? I think some might react a little bit differently. Okay, more items, including CBS turning down a Super Bowl ad. This is now a new tradition, right? For the last 5-10 years, which ad is turned down by the network over which particular cause? We'll tell you about that when we come back in moments on CCO. CBS rejected a 30-second Super Bowl ad touting the benefits of medical marijuana. This is a company which recently added John Boehner, Adam Carter, your smoking buddy, to its board of directors. Would have advocated to alleviate pain. Would not have promoted the company's products. I got a feeling the company's name would have been there somewhere, don't you think? I mean, you think they wouldn't have put their name on there in any way? They're going to spend $5 million, and the company's name isn't going to be a part of it at all? I'm not sure about that. We're disappointed, the president said. But somewhat unsurprised, still we develop the ad in the spirit of a public service announcement. We feel it's our responsibility to advocate on behalf of our patients. The company plans to show a 60-second version of the ad on its website. A 30-second spot, as I mentioned, This company, by the way, Acreage, is valued at $2.8 billion. They're doing okay. Are you surprised that the NFL did this? Because I'm not. And are they better off for the Super Bowl in avoiding this? Because we've had a bunch of these for a while, right? The Tebow, did the Tebow ad from years ago, did that make it? Remember, it was Tebow and his mom, and I believe it was pro-life. But we've had other ones where they have been turned down. As long as you have a commodity like the Super Bowl, and the numbers were astronomical this weekend, the ratings have been very, very good this year. So the anthem protests and the president's comments did zero. Absolutely zero this year. Are they better off avoiding this? Because I think they probably are.
Yes, at this point, I think they can get away. You know, look, NFL faces immense amounts of criticism on various aspects of the game and things that happen around it. And hot take, the NFL still fairly successful.
Yeah.
So I think they can afford to shy away from this and take the heat.
Yeah, even though.
And they should take some heat.
Yeah. Oh, in many ways, including on medicinal marijuana. I mean, it's.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's a joke. It's a joke that we can load the players up on so many bleeping drugs, which numb them out of their minds at times, and potentially can do long term damage. But recreational marijuana, oh no, not that. I thought this was very concerning when I saw this, that there are a number of U.S. police departments dumping body camera programs for costs. And the key part here is it's the smaller areas that are doing this. Of the 1,800 departments that have reported a fatal officer-involved shooting since 2015, 1,300 and most smaller departments with 50 or fewer offenses. They go through Wahoo, Nebraska, Arlington County, Madison, numerous other areas where it appears, Adam, that the problem isn't the initial cost, it's the storage, and it is the security and the privacy issues. Now, a division within the Justice Department offers up grants to help agencies finance the programs, and 339 grants, close to $70 million, have been awarded since 2015. 14 states have passed laws that set storage requirements. Okay, in other words, if these cameras are out there, how long is this footage stored? Who has access to it? A lot of these debates and in a few contentious interviews we had with Jhené Hartou. And as so many people said, the body cameras will not provide every perspective. Let's just go back to a little bit of our conversation from last hour on Covington High School and what did happen with the high schoolers, the black supremacist group that was speaking out, the Native Americans, what did we capture, what was fair, what was unfair, how many people really pursued the whole thing. So I'm not saying body cameras end every controversy, but I'm sorry, Ed. I think it's a major, major problem when we know how helpful it can be in certain important cases, and not just in cities like Minneapolis, St. Paul, but in smaller cities, and we have not found a way to fund this. When we, rightfully so, give out a great deal of money to law enforcement departments who deserve to have the best protection, but also in areas of controversy and uncertainty, as opposed to two incredibly different versions out there, we can't pursue this in a more cost-efficient way. I think that's a sad statement about our criminal justice system going forward. medical marijuana is legal in the state. Recreational marijuana, will it be legal soon? And is the way to approach it letting the voters vote? Representative Ray Dean believes that. He'll join us in moments. We knew when the legislature, began in St. Paul that at some point the discussion on recreational marijuana would come up. I wasn't convinced it was going to pass this year, but there's plenty of conversation about it, including our next guest has raised an idea. Representative Ray Dean has joined us a number of times on the show. Ray, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it, sir. According to the Tribune story, you believe that the voters should be the one to decide whether recreational marijuana is legal as we vote on potentially a constitutional amendment in 2020. Is that a fair assessment of where you stand at this point?
Yeah, you hit what the intent of my legislation that was introduced today to the legislature. And I believe that this is one of those areas that voters need to be involved in that conversation, ultimately the decision. Many of the other states have gone through this direction in approving personal consumption of cannabis, and I think this is a way we should do it in the state of Minnesota.
Why, sir, should we do it this way as opposed to more typical way with our representative democracy where you and others – we vote for or against you. You win or lose. If you win, you go. You vote on issues, build a coalition, or sometimes it's party line vote, whatever it might be. The governor signs it or he doesn't sign it. There's an override. Why should the voters now be involved as opposed to the traditional way bills are passed in this state?
Well, one of the things that the ballot initiative would do, it would be requiring the legislature to put forth the manner of licensure, regulate the commercial sale of cannabis and other cannabis-infused products. And I know that this is something that folks in Minnesota have been wanting to have a say in and have been wanting to engage in what that conversation is. And I believe that this is one way to get us to that point. There's been, a little bit of conversation over the past several years, but it hasn't risen to the level that I believe we're going to get to here in the, possibly the next couple of years regarding this.
But I just want to push on this point again. Sure. Know this better than I. There are numerous issues, and really there's an endless amount of issues where constituents really care, right? Healthcare, taxes, you name it. And a lot of people would like to vote on all of those issues. We don't have that as a part of our normal election procedures here. It's very rare when it comes up. Do you feel like we're setting any precedent either for the good or bad if we approach the marijuana issue in this manner?
I don't think it's in either good or bad. As I mentioned, many other states have decriminalized, but ended the prohibition on marijuana in the states through ballot initiatives. I think there are a lot of people that would like to actually vote directly on this. I think when you speak to a lot of the other important issues, whether it's healthcare, education, some criminal justice issues on things like that, that's where a representative body plays that critical role. But from what I've been hearing out in Minnesota, out in my district and other districts, is that people want to be engaged in what this conversation and ultimately they want to be able to vote on this issue.
Do you think philosophically that the voters should have the opportunity to vote on more issues, or is this one just fairly unique?
Well, I think this one's fairly unique. I mean, we had a couple other ballot initiatives that tried to move forward back in 2012, and ultimately the people of Minnesota decided to vote against them. And, there's certainly the option that the people in Minnesota may vote for this or they might vote against this. But putting it into the Constitution means that another legislature 2, 4, 6 years from now is not going to reverse what the people have asked to have happen.
Do you think this potentially allows individuals who, if they're adamantly against it, they're not going to vote for it. I understand that. But those who are a bit on the fence to say, okay, I'm more inclined to vote pushing this idea forward where my constituents have a chance as opposed to I'm not really certain where I'm at, and I might be wary of the pushback I would get if I voted for this. Does this allow some of those folks who might be leaning no to vote yes, and this is their way out of it?
You know, it's funny, Chad, as I talk to other legislature about this legislation, I'm hearing all sorts of conversations. You know, we expect in the next couple weeks to have a bill introduced that will do it through a legislative process without engaging the voters in the state of Minnesota.
Will you vote yes on that one also?
Well, if it has certain provisions in there that I think are going to be critical.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I believe that, you know, for the communities that have been disproportionately negative impact by the war on drugs, that they need to have a stake in this process. In the commercial sale and distribution of this. So I'm running into a lot of different members that have a lot of different ideas on the way they think this should be. And there are some that are absolutely, this is something that we believe the people should decide. And there are others that say, well, I'm not so sure that I'm a fan of putting this into the state constitution. So it's a full range of legislators, just like I'm sure we're going to see a full range in the conversation with the people in Minnesota.
Do you think you should be wary, though, on a constitutional amendment? Because that is so rare that if we start doing it here, that maybe we're going to see more and more of this, sir, including on issues that you just philosophically disagree and you think this shouldn't be handled in that manner. Does this create a scenario where this isn't that unique anymore going forward?
You know, I don't think so. You know, I think there are some issues that do rise to the people, and depending on, you know, the makeup of the legislators at the Capitol, whether it's, you know, the House and who's in the majority there, the Senate, who's in the majority there, you know, what that dialogue that takes place. You know, I've had some people concerned that cannabis will now be part of our constitution, our state constitution. And I remind folks that alcohol is actually part of our U.S. constitution. So this isn't that unusual when we think about those types of things that we see as amendments in constitutions.
What has been the initial reaction from folks when you've talked about a ballot measure in this manner, either from people who already have come out on the record in favor of recreational marijuana, or if you've had any feedback from folks who see it the other way and don't want to change?
I've seen both of those. I've had some people that have been saying, this is great, we need to do this. And I've had some people say, you know, as a parent, I do not want this. You know, there's thought that this could increase the consumption of cannabis in, you know, teenagers. My bill specifically spells out the age of 21. And if we want to talk about what's happening out in the public right now, there are many, many individuals that are using cannabis. And we know that, you know, how the criminal justice system impacts people. It impacts them differently on whether you're white or whether you're, you know, a member of a community of color or an indigenous person. The disproportional impact on these communities is very, very large, and I believe that that's why we need to begin to address this.
Well, I agree with you 100% that how punishment is handled out in marijuana and in many other areas is not the same for whites and people of color. It's not in every example.
Yeah.
But it's in too many different examples. But is that enough of a reason, in your view, to say, let's just make all of it legal because the punishment hasn't been handled the right way? Because couldn't we trickle down and say, well, let's deal with many other drugs? Because with many other drugs, the punishment hasn't been the same for whites and people of color.
You know, you can make that sort of argument and that sort of statement. I think that when we look at our systems of enforcement and when we make a comparison to alcohol, we know that some of the side effects and some of the impacts of cannabis use are much less than alcohol. And we're currently having a conversation about opioid abuse in our state. And we know that cannabis can be a alternative to opioids when it comes to issues of pain medication and things of that nature. So I think this is a much, much broader conversation than just the criminal justice issue. But I think the criminal justice issue needs to be included in this conversation as we move forward.
Representative, thanks for your time. I appreciate it, sir.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon, Chad.
You also. Representative Ray Dean, his view that the voters should decide in 2020 through a different process, right, as opposed to just the normal process we're all familiar with. Is this the way you think it should go? And maybe you feel like this is the way it should go because you want it. Maybe you feel like this is the way it should go because you're totally against it. Maybe you think this is punting. Well, guess what? We vote him. Stand up, take the praise, take the heat. That's the way to go. Because I'm more that way. I believe marijuana should be legalized. Okay. Until we change where we start having ballot initiatives as a part of our regular process, I think of California, other places with proposition, fill in the blank. I think it has to be very, very, very rare. And I would rather see it, and I hope it becomes legal, but I'd rather see it through the normal process. I think that's the way it should go. 48 past 2. That is our Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to call for free estimate on Infinity by Marvin Windows. So where do you stand? Let me know on the issues I laid out here. Through you voting, through the legislature, or either way you want it to be legal, or either way you don't want it legal. You can call me 651-989-9226 or text away 81807. Did I say the Lindus Construction Time Check? I'll do keyword right here. Scream. That's the word. Scream. S-C-R-E-A-M. Scream. S-C-R-E-A-M. Text away 72881. 72881. That's how you can play this national contest that we play locally here at WCCO. All right, let's run through a bunch of texts here on Representative Dean, his idea. Have to be approved through the House and Senate, obviously. But eventually it would go to the voters in 2020 whether recreational marijuana would be legal. Where do you stand on it, Lindsay, before I go to the text?
Well, I want to know why was the marriage amendment? Like how I guess I just don't understand like why sometimes it would be voted on by the people. And you touched on that a little bit. So it's like the marriage amendment, marijuana.
That's my problem with it.
What is the, you know, I'm obviously for it. I think people who smoke marijuana are going to smoke it regardless. And if it's something that can actually be a benefit to the community. Again, I also think that there are huge issues when it comes to things like driving.
I'm for it. That is the thing that's still, I'm baffled by that our science with the brilliance and also just the billions of dollars in this industry that I can't figure out if the two of us get high, but let's say you got high 5 days ago. So yeah, there's still some THC in your system and I got high 5 minutes ago and we both get pulled over. You can't tell the difference.
But here's the thing. So I don't know, and maybe I'm naive in this. I don't know if tomorrow they legalize marijuana, that the numbers of people who are going to use it on a regular basis are going to jump astronomically.
It's not. No.
Because the people who are smoking
jump,
weed
though.
Right now. Oh, for sure. But
yeah.
I don't want to like alarm people, but there are people who smoke weed right now and still drive vehicles. Like it is just
right
a thing
now
that
while they're listening.
Exactly.
To us. Maybe it's the only way you should listen to us. If I said to you 95% of the people want to smoke right now, can right now get their pot, would you go over or under?
Under. I would say 95% is a little high, but I would say the majority of the people who want marijuana know how to get it or have someone that takes care of it for them.
Instead of more text here, instead of looking for ways to get drunk or high, examine what we can do to improve our lives so we don't need to escape our lives. I don't think every time you have a glass of wine or take a hot hit of pot that you're escaping your life. You're looking for another way to enjoy your life. When it puts others at harm, that's when it's a major problem. Legalize marijuana so the state can collect the tax revenue for much bigger problems. I don't think that I think that gets overblown, to be honest, on how much money. It will benefit, but I think sometimes that part doesn't match up with the data. Marijuana should be legalized and managed separately from alcohol and tobacco tax and directly funded to K-12 education. Sunday alcohol sales were an issue the public overwhelmingly supported that were stymied by special interest spending in the legislative process. Putting these issues in the hands of voters will better reflect the will of the people. Well, where do we stop them? Okay, what issue is next that we're going to decide this is okay for the will of the people, but guess what? The next ones are not. That's what and again, I'm for it, but I'd rather either we change the process, and I don't want us to be voting on 15 different things. I don't want that. What's wrong with this regular process? And also, hold the representatives and the senators accountable. My vote will be no to legalizing pot, medicinal only. My dad has Parkinson's and could benefit from it for sure. No to legalizing recreational marijuana. Legislation is looking at eliminating using cell phones while driving. This will only cause more problems. Do not make it legal. I'm reading text here. Regular process, not a vote, not legal. From what this person has seen in his or her own life. Thank you so much for listening to Russia and Plain Politics with the Star Tribune editorial board tomorrow on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.